This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? Good to have your company. My name's Simon Smart. I'm talking today with Justine Toe. Hi, Justine.
Hi, how are you?
The young woman or young man with a backpack on their back heading overseas to explore the world and discover themselves in the process. Now, that's an experience that's familiar to many people. It's familiar to me, actually. Particularly nowadays when you can easily plan a trip and use the internet to work it out cheaply, get cheap airline tickets and so on. Justine, do you think this image of the backpacker going off to discover the world and themselves is a kind of a rite of passage for young people today?
I really think it is, Simon. I think that in Australia, it's almost expected that you would do something like this in your 20s and 30s before you're fully committed. And like you, I've had this experience as well. So there's this idea here that you need to see the world and find out who you really are before you settle down, in inverted commas.
And in Australia, we're so far from the rest of the world. I think that plays into it as well. There's this idea of we need to go out and see what's out there.
Absolutely. And because we're so far away from everyone else, you know, you don't just go for 2 weeks, you go for, you know, 6 months at least, right?
4 years or something.
Something like that, yeah. So clearly this is something that people who have money can do. And in terms of people exploring the world and discovering themselves, I think this kind of travel experience is really about a search for authenticity. Authenticity in terms of an experience or a culture in the world that's true, that's original, pure, untouched, maybe even spiritual. You know, something that teaches us about the meaning of life and who we are. And often you'll find that this kind of authentic experience, you can't find it doing a Kentucky tour across Europe. You know, you need to go off the beaten track.
Go away to more exotic sort of locations.
Absolutely, like trekking in Nepal or going to Africa or, you know, India, which is like this great exotic destination for many Westerners.
Often authenticity, in the way you speak about it, is linked to non-Western cultures, it seems.
Yeah, there is this persistent belief that you have to immerse yourself in a people and a culture that are completely foreign to you in order to discover the truth about the world and your place in it. And this is a story that is familiar from Eat, Pray, Love, for example. But before people start, you know, might say that, is this something that only women do? I'd like to suggest that a film like Avatar, which I think was out, you know, around the time of Eat, Pray, Love as well, it tells a similar tale, but it stars a male character. So both the main characters of Eat, Pray, Love and Avatar, they feel very spiritually empty, but they find themselves through going native, as it were.
But there's nothing wrong with going out and seeing the world, is there? And if people are genuinely seeking something real and honest and pure, I guess something true in their travels, it must speak into a genuine need that people have.
Yeah, I think that it's really great that people want to see the world, and obviously it presents this amazing opportunity to learn about how other people live and try out different cultures and foods and maybe learn a new language. And also, you know, give people a bit of a reality check because things are quite good in Australia and we often don't know how lucky we are. Please excuse me as I turn into my mum by saying that.
It's true though, right?
Yeah, I think it is true. But in terms of people's search for a pure travel experience where someone discovers the meaning of life, I think this need absolutely exists and that we can trace it to a certain hollowness in Western experience. It feels very cliché to say, but despite the riches of the West, I think there is a real spiritual hunger that exists out there, which institutional religion no longer seems to provide for many Westerners.
So there could be something quite profound going on in at least some people's search for meaning in this way.
Absolutely. I think there is, and we need to honour this search. I guess I would just like people not to write off Western religion and culture completely, because I find that the Bible totally understands this need for authenticity and offers an answer as to how it, you know, may be found. So I'm thinking particularly of Job 28, which links a search for wisdom with an adventurous spirit. Now, it says wisdom, but in some ways we can probably, you know, interchange it with authenticity in this place. It talks about how humans explore the earth and its hidden recesses, and in the process, humans will discover jewels and other riches, but all this discovery can't actually find wisdom, which is beyond price. So reading from verse 13, it says, "Where shall wisdom be found? Where is the place of understanding? Mortals don't know the way to it, and it's not found in the land of the living. The deep says, it is not in me, and the sea says, it's not with me. It can't be gotten for gold, and silver cannot be weighed out as its price."
So even though that passage says that humans don't know the way to wisdom, other passages in that chapter appear to admire the adventurous spirit of humans that take them in hidden areas and lead them off the beaten track and that sort of thing.
I think so, yeah. There's a real sense that the search for wisdom or authenticity is worthwhile.
So where does Job 28 say wisdom can be found?
Well, this passage from Job concludes that wisdom can be found in the fear of the Lord because he's made the world and everything in it, including the remotest areas on earth where people often want to look for an authentic experience. So the idea here is that the search for wisdom actually doesn't make sense if you leave out the God who created the earth and everything in it, and that perhaps by knowing him, we can achieve authenticity and wisdom when it comes to understanding who we are and what we're supposed to be doing here.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.